Okay. Wait, hold on.
All right, wait a second.
Hold on a minute. Get out of the seat there.
All right.
This is breaking news.
Yeah, I know. We have breaking news here on the MJ Morning Show.
Hello?
You going to talk or?
No, I'm out in the car. And I'm on the phone with Michelle. I mean, I don't have a gun to my head or anything.
You're not driving around in a white Bronco?
That's not funny.
You know, it's like my wife probably has, you know, the most common sense. I mean, you can hear my voice. I mean, I'm really a wreck over this whole thing.
Listen, man, we've been taking calls.
Hang on. I have no idea what you guys have been doing for the last.
Okay.
Half an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Roughly,
that's a good thing that you didn't know. I'm going to say I'm glad you're back.
No idea. I've just been on the phone with Michelle, and my wife is probably the most, you know, level-headed individual that I know. And she says that, you know, it'd be, you know, a shame to let some morons at a stupid, she calls it the Witch's Brew Sorcerer's Book Company, to, you know, ruin the program, abandon, I mean, altogether, all of our markets, million-plus listeners.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, and, you know, she didn't, you know, she didn't say get back in there or anything. And listen, I got to be honest, everything's still up in the air. I mean, nothing is set. I mean, everything is completely up in the air right now.
Okay, MJ.
And, you know, she said to me, I mean, I've just been speaking to her for 20 minutes on the phone. And she didn't say get back in there.
Right.
She's like, it's your decision. I mean, my wife is very supportive.
Yeah.
And always.
Take your time, bro. Take your time. Listen, I know it's a tough situation for everybody.
And always has been very supportive. And she just didn't want to see, I mean, this is her words, where she didn't want to see something as stupid as a Harry Potter book. She calls it the Witch's Brew. I don't know. She's got some name for it. A formulaic witchcraft crap is what she calls it. To see that, you know, unwind, you know, the many years of success. Listen, if I walk out of here and I leave this place, I'm going to pick a piece of, I'm going to do something else. Whatever the remainder is on my contract, set that out. You know what? I'll do what I want to do. I'll travel the world for a year or something. And I'll resurface somewhere, whether it would be in this market or somewhere else. I'm very confident in my broadcasting ability.
Absolutely.
And my ridiculously strong track record of ratings. That I know that I could pick up and do this anywhere I have to do it.
Absolutely.